The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, beloved. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. Thank you for taking time to sit with me today and the angels. Today's episode, we're going to talk about our skin and what our spirit is trying to tell us through our skin. Now, we use the word spirit a lot, don't we? Spirit is a word that we can use to talk about all beings that are not in physical form. They are here as spirit, but we also have a spirit within us. We are spirit. Now, yes, we're wearing this body right now. This is kind of like our coat or our costume. And we have this coat or costume for this lifetime. Your next lifetime, you're going to have a different coat, different costume. All your other lifetimes, you've had a different costume, even a different gender. Well, our body is brand new, isn't it? However old you are, you've had this body for just that long. Well, I'm 44, I think. Yes, 44. And so my body only knows what it knows for 44 years. Now, that's a good chunk of time. But compared to my past lifetimes, if even I've had 10 past lifetimes where I lived 60 years, that's 600 years of wisdom. Versus my 44 years of this lifetime, right? So there's a lot going on in our spirit that's ready to wake up. We have a lot of ability that the angels say hibernates in us. And it doesn't come out until we are ready for it or until something triggers it. So for example, let's say you get a new job and the person you work with really, really is hard to work with. Well, chances are pretty good that you've worked with this person in a different lifetime and you've come back around, you've met each other again for a reason. And that reason could be so you could advocate for yourself more, so you could stand up for yourself. The reason could be so you could feel this situation and decide to leave or talk to the person about it. When you met that person, let's say, well, your body feels it because all of this data from your other lifetime where you knew this person, it is within you. It's part of your soul layer. And specifically, it rests many times around your belly and lower back. Well, have you ever met somebody and you get really gassy? Or have you ever gone on a first date and your stomach is just locked up? Or you feel sick to your stomach? Well, that is your past life data activating. Our body feels it, sometimes even as light lower back pain, almost cramping. So let's go to that example of the coworker. When you work with a coworker, perhaps your stomach hurts. And that is because your body is feeling old wisdom, old data waking up. The body's always trying to figure out, what is this spirit stuff? How do I manage it? And something the body knows well is pain. It's part of this dimension, part of this costume, isn't it? So often when we have something from a past life, some of that data or memory waking up, our body will feel it, especially in our stomach area. Well, along those lines, many of you listening are on a spiritual path, a spiritual journey, and you have decided bravely and lovingly, I want to see what this is all about. I feel there is more to me than just what I see in the mirror. I feel that I want to love myself deeper and know my completeness. I feel that I'm not just skin and bones. I feel that I am spirit. And you're right. The spirit part of you is eternal. Whoa, can you believe that? Just think about that. The spirit part of you never, ever dies. It's the part of you that is made of the same stuff as your creator. However you define your creator, same stuff. That spirit part of us is also the part that connects us to each other. Have you heard people talk about the consciousness, the one, the oneness? Well, that's legit. That is true. We are all connected spirit to spirit. Now, our brains aren't necessarily connected. It's more of a subconscious thing. Although that connection we have with other people does affect the thoughts I have affect you. They really do. Let's look at it from an emotional standpoint. If I'm feeling really happy, do you feel happy sitting with me? Yeah, you do. We do share some things. Right now in our culture, we've got a lot of fear going around. And when the angels say, watch that fear, you can be aware, but you don't need to be scared. Well, they're caring for us, but they're also helping us remember that our feelings and our thoughts become collective. And we don't want to have this mass of fear coming from us because it'll shift what's about to happen. Well, we've got all this stuff going on underneath our skin. Let's put it that way. And when we decide that our spirit is ready to grow, sometimes we don't really decide it. Sometimes something traumatic happens and it's spiritual, or we lose a loved one, or we lose a job. And even those things are not really positive. They don't feel good. They are spiritual. They are growing your spirit. Your spirit is always growing. Have you ever had a period in your life where you had really bad acne or itchy skin? Your skin sometimes is showing you that it's trying to keep up with your spirit. There's always a physical, medical reason, I'm sure, for the stuff that goes on in your skin and in your body. But there's also a spiritual reason. And today, the angels want me to talk about the role that your skin plays in your spiritual development. When you look at your skin, it's an outward showing of how your spirit is doing. On those days that you feel really good, do people say, wow, you're glowing? When you just made sweet, awesome love with someone, you're glowing. You have that afterglow. Yeah, because your spirit is stretched and happy and your skin shows it. When you get done with a meditation session or perhaps a church service that was really moving and you go about your day, you might notice that people look at you and smile because they feel you differently. You're able to show with your aura and with your energy how good you feel. Your skin feels this too. Sometimes when our skin breaks out, it is because we are holding something in and we're afraid to let it out. And it's coming out sideways. It's coming out in a different way through pimples, acne. So when you have a breakout, I know it's frustrating, but with gentleness and love, you can ask yourself, what is that about? What am I trying to hold in about my life that's coming out anyway? Now, that's a question that only you can answer. But we all seem to hold things in, don't we? Because we're afraid. But you don't have to be afraid in this lifetime. You don't. You're protected. You are owning your place in this universe. You are owning that you have helpers around you. You are owning that you are a child of the Creator. And there is no fear. So whatever it is that's ready to come out and live colorfully and boldly, let it out. Your skin will thank you. Sometimes we have scars from trauma that happened to us. And those scars also play a role in our spiritual development. Scars are connected to the limbic system. Our brain tells our scars to hold in data. Sometimes our scars get real stretchy or itchy when we're in stressful situations. I'll give you a personal example. I have a lot of scars on my belly from miscarriage and C-sections and some surgeries I had. And I don't typically notice them unless I have a dream where my child who passed visits me, or I see a movie about someone who had a hard miscarriage, or even I see someone holding a new baby. Well, that memory in my scar tissue activates and I can feel those scars. They just feel a little dense, a little stretchy and itchy, uncomfortable. That's my spirit working through those scars saying, hey, we remember this. Huh? Yeah, that doesn't feel very good. Or that looks really lovely. Oh, I'm longing for that. Our skin pays attention. You might have heard in another episode, we talked about access bars. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back, because access bars release data that you're keeping that you no longer need. And I noticed that after I did access bars, that my scar tissue behaved differently. I was taking that data out of my body and it took it out of my scar tissue. You can also seek out a massage therapist who specializes in scar tissue. And even if that massage therapist doesn't identify as spiritual, you're spiritual. So as that person works on your scar tissue, you can say the word release. I'm ready to let go. You can even visualize that trauma or that memory as a color. And as it's massaged, imagine it leaving you as a mist or a string. You can always pull in Archangel Raphael. Raphael sometimes shows up with this old-timey vacuum, like it's from the 50s. And you can imagine Raphael putting the nozzle on that scar and hitting the on button and just pulling out whatever stuff doesn't need to be in there. The benefit of this, your scars will get smaller. They'll feel better. And then living bravely and honestly, not holding anything back, your skin will look better. Maybe your past breakouts, but every once in a while we get one, don't we? We get a little pimple there. Sometimes we get dry skin. And sometimes it's the weather, right? But sometimes it's something deeper. It seems like when something happens with our body, there's usually a reason that we can put our finger on. Oh, it's winter. My skin is dry. And there's always a spiritual reason. There's always an invitation to say, okay, well, what's going on here? What am I holding in that's itching to get out, that really wants to get out? How do you let it out? Well, live authentically. See how easily I said that? Live authentically. Go do that now. It's harder to do, isn't it? But you can. You can. Many of you have already suffered in the past. In past lifetimes, you've been persecuted for your gifts. In this lifetime, maybe you've been shamed or told to keep quiet, or you felt like you had to because you wanted to fit in. But I encourage you from the angels to live boldly. This is how you share your energy and your love with the universe. Go forward and do it. When you do that, your body will be healthier. Your skin will look better. When you have that pimple show up, you can talk to it. How silly is this? You can say, all right, what are you about? Let's go. And of course, you treat your body as you should, and you put the cream on it or whatever you're going to do. Maybe don't poke at it. But as it heals, also go to meditation and ask the question, what am I healing right now? What is it that's trying to get out? What is it about me that I'm not owning that I should? Maybe even with your face cream, as you rub that in, saying loving things to yourself. I love myself. I deserve this. What's underneath my skin is good and ready to come out. If you notice hair loss, sometimes that can be an effect of your spirituality being stunted. And so if you find yourself with thinning hair or losing hair, you might, of course, get some cream for it. That seems obvious, right? But also ask your body, why are you doing this? Maybe it lines up with you forcing yourself to let go or shed, just like your hair is shedding, letting go or shedding something that you don't believe you're worthy of. Or it's been hard before and you don't want to go down that road again. And because you're holding that in, your hair takes over for you. It's just a thought. I'm going to ask you to do something very vulnerable. But you get to do it all alone. I want you to get naked. I want you to stand in front of a mirror, and I want you to look at your body from the top to the bottom and all the places in between. And I want you to notice what's there. You probably haven't stopped to look at your body, and there's new birthmarks. Well, not birthmarks, but new little strawberry spots, new freckles, scars, dry patches. And there's also your beautiful, beautiful body. And we just don't take time to pay attention to it. You might light a candle. You might put on some music. Maybe use some aromatherapy. Make it into something that feels sacred and beautiful. Be brave. Look at those parts, like your armpits that maybe somebody said, ooh, that's gross. Can we reframe that? because as spirit, you chose this costume. Yeah, you did. You chose this body. So maybe you could ask yourself, why? And can I choose to love it? You can commit to transforming your body and still love your body at the same time. That's possible. So your challenge is to get naked, stand in front of the mirror, and do a body scan. And when you see something that you default into, ew, I don't like that, ask yourself, what is coming out through my skin that I need to look at? Let's say you have a breakout in your chest area. That's your heart chakra. If you've got a lot of energy buildup, you've got something going on in a relationship that's hurting you, you might very well have some skin issues there, whether that's itchy skin, hot skin, some pimples. But where you're seeing it on your body, the angels are saying it correlates to a chakra. So if you're hearing the word chakra for the first time, get on the internet, do a light dive into what chakras are, maybe even print out a visual. So you can correlate where you're seeing these things on your body and what chakra that they relate to. I'm also hearing them say that sometimes in our hips, legs, knees, ankles, feet, bottom of the feet, toenails, that can be past life data that's coming through, and it's making maybe our toenails grow funny, or maybe we have ingrown hairs a lot. I didn't expect this to be so gross. Sorry, everybody, but I'm following what the angels are telling me. The angels are saying that when we've had past lifetimes where there's been significant travel and it's been trauma-based. So let's say walking in the winter without shoes as part of the Holocaust, or the Oregon Trail and not having enough to eat, or the Dust Bowl, traveling in poverty, traveling in fear, or traveling so that you could safely worship. You're traveling for religious freedom. Maybe some of you listening had to run in the night because you were accused of being a witch, and you ran so you didn't get burned at the stake or put in jail. When that happens, often our feet will look funky. Will have, I don't have any arches in my feet. I wasn't born with any arches. Well, I have a lot of those lifetimes where I had to run because my gifts were pronounced and people thought I was bad. And so I had to run in the night. And so my feet have come through a little bit funny. We might also have arthritis. You might also feel some achiness. You might have hip replacement. You might not be able to walk very long. Soaking in a hot, warm tub will release that data that's clogged in there. You can almost think of your energy running through your body like your blood runs through your body. And just like blood can clot, energy can clot. And it can clot in your lower back, your hips, your knees, your ankles, your feet. You might even get cramps in your legs. And a lot of that is past life travel that's been part of trauma, they're saying. You can do a past life regression, whether that someone else leads that with you, or you go into meditation and you could say to your angels, show me where this pain is coming from. And then the hard part is not discounting what pops in your head. You're not making it up. You're channeling, so don't get in the way. And then when you get the story or the picture in your head and you know what's happening, you might step out of it and watch it like a movie. Be careful not to participate in it again, because you don't want to re-trigger anything. Be able to watch it like a movie. And if you're seeing something that's especially traumatic, maybe even watch it in black and white. So you're really watching an old movie. You're watching something you went through, but you're not feeling it over again. And then gently release it. Change the story. If we use myself as an example, maybe in my past life, when I'm running in the night and I'm scared, maybe I find a hidden cottage and I go there and I get rest. Or maybe I turn around and I face my attackers and I say, go away. And they poof, smoke, they're gone. A little bit silly, right? But I'm changing the energy that goes with that story. And my body will feel different because I'm not housing that same energy. You can also go see a Reiki practitioner or do a sound healing. All of those things are great. Access bars, yes. But you know how to do this. Maybe not with your brain, but your data knows. You know how to take care of yourself. And you know how worthy you are of this life and this ability that you have. And when we hold it in, our skin tells us. We get those breakouts. We get those cold sores. Do the body scan. Look at where you have your birthmarks have changed, or you have a mole, or whatever's going on in the body, and correlate it to a chakra. If it's your throat, you might have heard my throat go a little scratchy. I actually have a breakout on my neck right now, and that's my throat chakra. That is communicating who I am, validating, feeling validated, right? Being heard. And for me, this lifetime is very much about being heard. Hello, I'm on a podcast. And so I'm just honoring that that skin on my neck needs care. And I put my hand on it in love and I say, I'm worthy of this. I'm going to speak boldly and with love, and I'm not going to hold back. And I affirm that I will not be persecuted for my beliefs or my ability. No more. I hope this episode gave you some food for thought. Love your body. If you're wanting love to come in your life, you got to love yourself first, right? You can do that. You can start from the inside out. You love your spirit. You love your soul. You love your body. Or you can start from the outside in. You love your body and then it goes deeper. That, honey, is up to you. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com, Instagram, The Angel Counselor, Facebook, at Rachel Corpus, Corpus Angel Communicator. And if you go to the free app, which you can get by searching Mind Body Spirit FM on any Android or Apple device, it's free. Download it. All of the episodes are there. They're all archived, as well as all the other shows that are on this network, which are all wonderful and spiritual. If you go to mine, there's a little icon at the bottom that says open mic. And if you hold that down, you can send me a 30-second message, a question or an idea for a show, or just a nice hello, how are you doing? And I hope to hear from you soon. I want you to know that you are very loved, and I love you. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.